Welcome back, everyone. I was watching some of the interesting discussions of dice trays and dice usage and all that kind of stuff, and all kinds of good things dice related. But welcome back, everybody. I hope you folks are enjoying so far the festivities this evening on our closing session of Curse of Strahd, and I'm going to swing back over to them to reveal the crew, all of them except for the empty chair of Django. Okay, there he is. Everyone's here. So welcome back, everyone. And again, if you were
Django Beardy has returned.
He has indeed. If you were enjoying this, please make sure to follow the channel and support the Patreon and all that kind of good stuff. And thank you all for being here and being an amazing, awesome chat so far. On we go. So when we last left our heroes, they were about, or at least I should say, Alec, the newly reincarnated Weller, and Agatha were about to depart the church in Barovia and to head back to their compatriots, but I believe they were deciding how to get there. So just before I leave them and go back to Django and Mason, I will ask, how are you going to get there? What is your plan to do so?
Before I do that, say, I am... It is you, yeah. Just want to make sure.
Yes, of course it is.
I told you that's how the spell works. Is there something that I don't understand?
Let me see. Does this help you at all? I do believe that it's actually me, because I could just sit here and continue to prattle on all day until you eventually start to believe that it's me. Does this help in any way, shape, or form?
It does not.
Oh, no, sorry.
I'm like, we're in the middle of this town. We, like, snuck in, reincarnated a man. And,
he doesn't know you snuck in.
He doesn't. You're right, he doesn't. I'm like, we must go. And quickly, any thoughts on travel?
I've got something, and I will cast... conjure animals. Level 3 spell. I'll conjure 2 giant eagles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. That's cool.
He conjures 2 giant bunnies.
We shall hop and procreate.
However,
the whole
they
way
aren't.
To Strahd.
Except these giant eagles aren't your normal giant eagles.
These are dire. Yeah, I mean they're dire eagles.
It's like Nightmare Horse version of dire eagles.
I love that.
They're vampire bunnies.
They've got the weird kind of flaming effect, and the color of them is a bit off. And
Agatha thinks they're awesome regardless.
All right, so you leave him Benicula.
Won't last very long, but enough to get to the group and back.
I'm headed for the castle.
Shouldn't we tell the others?
You can. And loop back around and meet me.
All right. Take Weller with you.
I look over at the taller
the
Weller.
Yeah. I'm in heavy, like, heavy armor and stuff. So
yeah.
And I don't know how much she could carry, so...
We will scout the building. Like I said, tallest tower.
Got it.
And are you headed back direct? Are you, you're headed to the tower directly, or are you headed to your compatriots first?
The plan was to go straight to the tower and let Alec fill them in, our compatriots. But we can all go together if that is of...
What?
Oh, I didn't say we were landing. I just said we were scouting the situation.
Okay.
So we're going to basically loop the building until Alec rejoins us. Or we see otherwise, like, troops rejoin us. Like, we're scouting ahead is all we're doing. And then he's going to fill them in. Killing 2 birds with 1 stone.
Gotcha. Okay. So, Agatha on the back of her eagle. How long do these last, by the way, Alec?
An hour.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And I'm taking Weller with me.
Okay. So Agatha and the newly formed Weller head off to show you the world as they fly around and around the tower. While in the meantime, Alec goes at top speed on the other eagle.
Alec goes rogue.
Alec goes rogue. Alec goes full eagle and heads directly back to Django and Mason. Now, this is all happening. Mason and Django, there's just a slight moment. Most of this is happening close to around the same time, but I would say you have a couple of minutes just in game terms when Django is on his way back, Mason, and you can see that he has his usual sort of set expression on his face as he comes back from having reconnoitered on the other side of the forest where he went just briefly to check in on Mordenkainen, you may remember.
Right. Okay, so, yes.
So he was coming back from that. And so you can see him on the way back. Agatha and Weller, Agatha and Alec are not back yet, but they were supposed to be soon, you thought, so.
So
I'm handing this over to Django and Mason for the moment, since right. Django is on his way back. You could see Django. He's like,
so I can see Django.
Yep,
okay.
Yep,
he's coming. So I sort of... So, what is the diagnosis?
Muted. I think you're muted.
Yes, all of those things. Still muted.
You're,
yep, I think you're...
I do not use mute very much.
So okay, yeah, no, it was so funny because I'm like, is this all part of this like great role play? It's like,
is this a joke? Am I missing? Yeah, where's the punchline?
Okay, so tell me now.
So I was looking, spoiled. No, it's he was lost in thought. He was looking down, and it takes him a minute or a few seconds to answer you.
Uh-huh.
And his eye is glowing, which you usually know is only does that when he's about to hurt something. Mm-hmm. And he shakes his head. There was no one there. They are both gone.
They're both gone. Strahd and Mordenkainen. Mordenkainen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that of course leads us to the obvious question. The non-obvious answer. Where exactly are they?
Assuming both survived, I would think that Strahd is back in his castle. I do not know where Mordenkainen is. Either he was completely destroyed, captured, or somehow escaped.
I believe the old man is still kicking. He's more of a thorn in Strahd's side than Strahd would ever admit. Plus, he's got some tricks up his sleeve for sure. Definitely more than you or I.
Well, the last time he faced Strahd drove him insane, so he doesn't have that many tricks. Hopefully he's more protected against that aspect.
Time heals all wounds, and those who don't at least get a good covering over by some kind of reactive tissue. So,
Django looks up at the castle and says...
The time is of the essence, and hopefully the rest of our party will return soon.
Exactly. Every minute we're sitting here is wasting.
I don't want to keep the troops waiting. Some of them are anxious. Some of them want blood for their fallen leader, their fallen friend. And I think the Dusk Elves just want to get to it already.
As do we all.
Indeed.
And
the Sun Sword asks for it as well. I can hear it talking to me every time I bring it out. It's practically screaming the name of the one we all seek to end.
Good. I'm glad it is thirsty.
No. It's very hard to misinterpret.
So as you're sort of having this discussion, you suddenly hear another flapping sound. And looking off, you can see what looks very much like Alec on the back of a giant eagle. Now, it is to be noted, an eagle which has a scar on its face. There is a tattoo on its left wing that says, for the fallen. So it's
got
that.
It's got a patch on its back that says, badass motherfucker.
Right. It says like 12-19-90, 12-19-98, you know what I mean? Like underlined. Uh-huh. I really want now like a punk eagle, like, you know, side character. Anyway. But so no,
wearing an Iron Maiden T-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. with like a big chain out of a vest. You know, like big. Anyway. Anyway, as the eagle is flying in, you can see that Alec is on the back of it. And he looks agitated. I think it might be fair to say.
Oh, he does know how to make an entrance, doesn't he?
Alec, you can now land your eagle and proceed.
We're going to be attacking the castle. Are you ready?
We certainly don't want to wait here any longer. Where's Wella? Where's Wella, Alec?
He's alive.
Oh. But... Okay, there's a but in that sentence, I'm sure of it.
Not in the same body.
And there's just this moment of complete and utter, like, capitulation on that fact. It's just like, there's really nothing else Alec can say anymore that surprises me. So you just see this kind of look of, and I certainly hope it's better than the one he had before. Shall we then?
Judgy, judgy.
toxic blood hunter here.
I think it's better if someone who has ranged abilities, just in case.
I'm sorry, Sada, I didn't catch what you said there.
Do you want to fly? Yeah.
Oh.
Agatha is currently scouting ahead with Wella.
So what do you need from us?
We're going to head towards the castle.
Well, I need to stay with these troops. They can't go without me.
I point at the eagle. I'll do it.
We'll go on foot.
Give me that creature. I will take to the air. Django. Remember, and his hand crackles with purple lightning. I have range.
Django, and he sort of looks at him deep in his eyes, and sort of mind speaks to him. Remember. All right, actually, just left. Remember, going alone may not be the best plan, especially with what you divulged to me.
Well, I plan to link up with Agatha, and Weller is over there, so the three of us will not be alone.
She does not know what I know.
I'm aware. She's also adept at finding what we need, and I think she can be of that use one last time.
Take great care, friend.
You too. He mounts the eagle and kind of kicks it into flight, basically.
Okay, it's like
and I'll give an order just before, just in case.
It winds its beak, you know, like.
I'll quickly give him a quick teaching of like, if the eagle's gonna wear out soon, because it only lasts an hour. Just in case we go on for a full hour, they don't fall from a height. There'll be some kind of signal that the eagle will make.
Okay.
Even though it can't.
It will defecate tremendously.
It'll plummet to the ground. Like,
damn it, John, you can't do that to me. I just spit all over my microphone. God.
Get the hell out, caca! It's like straight down.
So they're fake creatures instead of being normal creatures. So yeah, they would speak. They'd just be fae versions, fae spirits.
Well, again, luckily I do not have to worry, because it's not quite Featherfall, but it's just as good. So.
Yeah, it's different from the horse. The horse is telepathic.
Okay.
Good.
So, as
clean
I understand
mic.
It,
Agatha, clean your mic, Rob.
Agatha is on an eagle.
It's fine. There's already like 8 years worth of skin particles in there. It's okay.
Django is on an eagle. Alec and Mason. I beg your pardon, Agatha. Yeah, Agatha and Weller is on an eagle. Django's on an eagle, and Alec and Mason, you are going to take your troops on foot, as I understand
it. Yes. And head to before the castle. We go, I'm just going to look over at Alec and tell him. Help the Barovians. Their lines grow a little bit rough, and a leader like you could help rally them in our dark stellar. Would you do that for me, Alec?
Problem.
Thank you. And I sort of get the troops together and sort of head out. We are moving out, as they would Okay. Command and conquer. We're moving out.
Right, you hear like, okay, right, job's done. Job's done, right, got it. Okay.
Hit it very hard.
Job's done. Something me doing?
Stop poking me. Work.
What?
Zug.
I made the mistake of bringing up Warcraft near voice actors, and that's a bad idea. And everyone's just like, quickly, now, here we go. Okay, so...
You did. This was on you.
I know, it's totally on me. Okay, so you make your way, and can I assume that you are making your way, Mason and Alec, fairly quickly with your troops? Like, you know, as...
Yeah.
Like
we're trying to keep up with Eagles
double
here.
Time. Okay, right. So you are booking it. Okay.
We're trying to keep up with Eagles.
So you're just like... You start bolting down there.
Really?
The barbarians are just like, you know, running. Actually, one of the barbarians, you can see as you look back that they're all making a good pace. The Dusk Elves very gracefully and agilely making their way up the slope.
The Barovians
are struggling somewhat, but some of the ones who are having, you notice at one point that one of the barbarians has literally picked up one of the Barovians and has basically just thrown him onto his back and is just booking it up the slope. And the Barovian looks like vaguely, there's this weird expression that's a mix of like enjoying the fun, but also feeling like somewhat embarrassed. They're kind of like, you know, they're just like, wow, this is cool. I mean, that's
it's like tossing a dwarf
in pain. Yeah, exactly. So they are
nobody
they are,
tosses a dwarf.
They are making their way up.
Ismark's there, isn't he?
Quickly. Yes, Ismark is one of the ones who is there. Yes.
So I'll
he's not having trouble keeping up. I mean, he's, you know.
Yeah. So I just want to say, go up to him and just go, Ismark, this is something I need to quickly tell you.
And Ismark says, yes, what is it?
You have my word that Irina is safe.
And he looks back at you and tilts his head and he says, I believe you had already given me that word, Alec, but I'm curious why you bring up her name now.
Just in case, whatever happens, I needed to say it again, just to... Just in case.
And he sort of looks at you and nods slowly. And he says, I don't know if this will make any difference to you, Alec, but Barovia does strange things to people. It is the influence of Strahd. But there are moments here of grace and hope. I had such a moment when I met all of you. I would ask you to remember that. We are not all under Strahd's thrall. And when we are reminded of goodness, we do not forget it.
I'll remember that.
And he nods seriously and kind of, you know, pats you on the shoulder. And then the camera, I think, pans back to show this group just sort of, you know, up the slope, running up the slope. In the meantime, Django on the eagle, flying like an eagle to the sea, flying like an eagle, lets his spirit carry me, is on his way over to... is on his way over to
DMT takeout down is coming there, buddy.
No, that's actually true these days. That's just gonna be like, nope, sorry, you've mentioned made reference to, so please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good work. But you can see, Agatha, as you are on your eagle, that there is an eagle speeding towards you as you circle around the tower, and it is in fact an eagle with Django on it this time.
Can I perception to see what we made maybe in our first pass around? Like, I want to assess the situation of the castle again.
Oh, I don't even have to give you perception for that.
Okay,
as
it's
you look,
clearly obvious.
Yes. you are in big trouble now. As you look down below, you can see that the whatever you saw down in the courtyard, the ghouls or the ghasts or whatever they are, they are not in the courtyard anymore. In fact, you don't see anybody in the courtyard. But you do see a lot of lights burning and, you hear sounds coming from inside the castle. Not inside the walls, but I mean like inside the, you know, the house proper, like at the center of it.
So there's a lot of activity.
Yes.
What about near the far tower, the tall tower?
You don't see anything there at the moment. There may or may not be activity there. It's hard to tell from where your vantage point, but you don't see anything there at the moment.
I will if I can, I would like to land the eagle just on the top of that tower.
Okay.
Waiting for Alec to catch up and to see where the troops are coming in, because this is like a bird's eye view, literally.
It is quite literally that, yes. And when you land on the roof, you're able to do it. The roof is somewhat sloped, so the eagle is a little bit like, you know, like trying to scrabble a little bit to hold on, but basically is able to hold on. And so you're able to look around a bit, although it looks a little uncomfortable, this eagle.
He's kind of like sitting, I'm sure, on his side. I kind of pat his side, you know, to reassure him, you know, that it's okay. And I'll kind of lean over my shoulder to Weller, and I'll say, what do you know about Strahd's heart?
Well, I suspect it's somewhere in the midst of his chest.
No, it's not. It's directly below this beast's feet.
Then why did you ask me?
No, Weller. I need to know, based on stories and lore. They talk about his heart. There is something there. We need to figure out a way to destroy it.
You do remember that I'm not native to this place.
But I do remember you're smart as hell.
But that doesn't mean I know everything.
Well... Agatha thinks to herself, then why did I bring you back?
Well, never mind. Pushes him off the eagle.
Dead weight.
You I can bring bastard. Him
back if I want.
Not that corrupt yet.
You get a resurrection. Well, you get a resurrection.
He's like, curse your son and inevitable betrayal.
Well, then if
apparently
you don't
I didn't
know,
think this all the way through.
Let us pontificate. You are good at that, yes. Say that Strahd's heart is manifest, physical.
Strahd's heart is... Oh, not literally. Sorry, go ahead.
Outside of his body. It is massive. It floats amongst this tower. And I point below. I've seen it with my eyes. It reacted when we got close. Activated, turned on. Remember, where were we, Arv, when we saw the model... Of Strahd, and didn't we learn some information about Ravenloft and it being connected to him in some way? Like Ravenloft was like alive?
Yes, Strahd is woven into this place somehow. It has something to do with some of the pacts that he made with the Dark Powers, so that there is a kind of, there is a sense in which the castle is him and he is the castle, yes?
He is the castle, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Agatha.
Although I don't want to overrate the literalness of that. You don't know.
Yeah,
how
yeah not
it is,
not literal.
Like,
it's not like we're gonna stab this heart and it stabs his.
Heart,
it's
like, oh no, and it was like a bad boss fight in Final
right.
Fantasy 30 or whatever.
They are connected in some way. I believe that if we can find a way to take down this tower, destroy that heart, he at least will be vulnerable enough. More vulnerable than he's ever been in battle before.
What did you say this heart looked like?
Arv, it was rather large. How big would you say it was?
I
can't remember. We have a picture of it.
I know, and I can't believe that I didn't. Okay, I think, anyway. Oh, yeah, it's because it's in Roll 20, that's why.
It's in Roll 20.
I shall show you
that
picture.
It's a player handout, I believe.
Yeah, it is.
Yep, here it is. Okay. It was crystal, right? It's like a crystal heart. Yeah, okay. I'm remembering now, y'all. Agatha goes, it was crystal. It was made of inorganic matter.
Crystal, you say?
See? Now I knew there was a reason your wise ass is back here.
And the rest of me. Although... It is a different ass.
Well, as much as we could pontificate on that, I'd prefer if we stayed on topic.
That's probably a good point, yes.
Agatha's like totally straight face holding a lantern sitting on the back of an eagle on the roof of Strahd's castle.
I'll be keeping my eyes on your
and
money.
He's like,
and off your perfectly
I'm Barovia's
ass.
so
you notice.
Back bitches.
Queer eye versus goes to Barovia.
So Agatha says, so what do you think? It was definitely magical. And like I said, when we got close, it reacted. But this tower houses it. And I wonder what would happen if we simply brought the house down.
Lacks a bit of style, but...
She looks at him deadpan, as literally looking like a dead woman, and goes, do I look that I care of style?
Yes. So, can you create thunder?
Technically, yes. On a rather small scale, in comparison.
If you can hit the right pitch, it doesn't have to be very loud.
Let's see what I have that I've actually prepared. That's the other thing. I'm going to need to get close. I need to know more about it.
We both do.
It is going to be, before you, while you were dead, I should say. It seems that they were preparing. The building is full of activity. I imagine the 15 ghasts that I laid eyes on are now walking the halls.
15?
Roughly. A small army, one might say. Probably in repercussion of us simply walking in and taking something that belonged to him.
More than large enough for the two of us.
And I kind of like peer out over the front and I probably see the other eagle and I'll like point with it off in the distance.
Danger zone.
I'll probably take off then. Like I'll kind of push off and give the eagle you know, off this like weird angle and back in the air so we can go catch up to Alec.
Okay. It actually turns out as the eagle comes towards you that it's actually Django
that
you see on the back
right.
of the eagle now. And so
well, Agatha didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I know, absolutely.
She waves a little bit. Because why not? We're on the backs of eagles flying over Ravenloft. That's cool.
It's pretty cool. Yes.
And as we like pass, because you know we're flying, so like we pass one another cool. And I'll kind of yell out, are the troops coming?
Kind of leans back at that, and then mind speaks with you and says,
whoa!
They're on their way. If we are going to enter from another area, we should do so now, while they'll be distracted.
I think that we should go in the way we left. Upstairs, top balcony. And
agreed.
We can backtrack directly to where you fell. I yell out very loudly.
It echoes across the land.
It reminds you, you could actually, it would be quieter if you would not be shouting all over the place. You can respond to me in my mind.
Oh, that's right. I would probably be doing that.
And he kind of well, and then arcs down towards that balcony where we left from.
Yep. And yeah, I guess we'll just pull round and try to
pretty
land
much.
On that outcropping where we took off from before.
That you just took off from? Or
the
originally?
The one from originally with the skull.
Right.
Where
that
well
was actually,
died.
That was the courtyard.
Yeah, that was the courtyard. Because remember, that was, you came up, there was a courtyard.
I
want to
find
then...
the place we entered the castle
yeah.
before.
Yeah, that's where Agatha, that's where you saw the ghasts and all that stuff too before,
yep,
or the ghouls,
you.
Whatever
okay.
they are.
Gotcha.
But
yep.
we have the high ground, so
yeah, I see what you're saying. Yep,
have the high ground. Okay, so let me get everyone back.
And
there.
As I recall, due to our amazing castle sneaking abilities, we'll still be fairly yep. close to the heart, which was still
yeah, and both
mind
of you get
blowing.
Bonuses as long as you stick near me in the shadows. So we'll just kind of try to sneak in and assess the situation.
What we do in the shadows.
just remember, you can command the eagles, so once you land, if you want them to do something, you can.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. We'll have them wait here for us, because we may need them to leave at some point.
No, I would probably send them back.
They're going to disappear. They're going to disappear in an hour, anyways. As Alec.
Oh yeah, so I'll like I'll like pat
what, half an hour now. I'd say.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll just pat them back and or, you know, each of their necks and say, "Go, protect the soldiers until your time is done."
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That. Okay. We'll do that.
And the eagles, you know, both bow their heads and then go and take off.
I remember taking some kid to the ring.
Okay. And head back just as Shadowed Mage gifts a tier one sub to Thor 23. Thank you Thor. Thank you very much, Shadowed. And Thorg, welcome back in. And what's up, VTech? Good to see you. All right. And I'm going to bring everyone to this map. The courtyard on the outside is where you took off, right here. The line must be drawn here.
No,
we're going back to where we landed the very first time. When
there
we
was that rooftop bit.
Initially.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Very
sorry.
First entered the castle.
Sorry.
We're going to avoid that scary courtyard that has all the people. All the
hands grasping from the earth and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, before they fell off, they noticed that there was an entrance into the tower from the walls.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let me get us over to that. Also, Shadow, thank you for gifting a sub to Little Red Dot, whoever that is.
Does that mean I can emote now?
That means you can emote with the best of them. You can has emote.
Somebody gifted a dot. What is that?
I got emote.
I got emote.
Gifted damage over time.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like me saying Merry Christmas. Have some fucking poison.
Okay, I believe
sounds
we're talking
like 2020
about,
to me, Trent.
We were talking about here, if I'm not mistaken.
There we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
The chimney, which we know is not the right option.
Level here or something. I thought that's what you were going to.
We snuck
in through
the
window. Yeah.
Window.
Matter of fact, that window should still be open from when I opened it the first time.
Come to Strahd's window.
Yep. Exactly.
Yes, if you want to go back to that window, you could definitely do that.
That was great, except you sounded like Kermit.
That's the goal. That's where we're headed, Arv.
Okay.
We're going to sneak over to that window.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
You'll be
I was
happy
trying
to know.
Trick the DMCA and algorithm. And
when well I say sneak, I literally mean it. I don't want to be seen by these gargoyles.
Okay, make a stealth check for me then, please, as I switch you to yet another map.
Both of you gain advantage by simply being in my presence.
For stealth?
In
awesome.
My presence, I make you stealthy.
Definitely need that, because my stealth roll is not great.
Ugh, mine wasn't either. Man, I'm rolling really bad tonight, y'all.
I rolled an
11.
There we go. 21.
That sounds like my social life. Standing by me makes you stealthy. Wow. Look at that.
Wow. Yeah. You are stealth check proficiency, or does it... Okay, yeah. Okay.
But you don't get the advantage, just we
no,
do.
No, when you yeah
that's
right.
Interesting.
That's just like oh.
But I get a lot of other stuff. Like if I drop to half my hit points, I immediately turn invisible.
Nice.
Ooh, okay.
Some other things like that. So.
Oh okay. Yeah, the blood tub. It's all coming back to me now. Okay.
Okay.
Yes. The room and the harp and the weirdness and the rotted cage.
I'm supposed to be in here too. Okay.
Oh yeah. Oh sorry. You know, I gotta get my guy. Gotta get my dude.
You're there. You're at the bottom of the stairwell.
Am I?
Yeah, that's where they fell off, remember?
Just me. Just for some reason, I was the one to fall off, which is kind of a pain in the ass.
This is the window we're coming in, right?
This is the window, I believe.
There, yeah.
Yep,
done.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a little red arrow. Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, I actually thought it was here, but maybe...
No, because it's the whole room with the cake and the wedding cake.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yes, that's right. That's why I did the red arrow, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Super.
We are, yep. I was about to say, we're not stopping. We're just going to move.
No. Exactly.
Well, then let me roll for my stealth.
Your stealth?
My stealth.
Which is, you said plus 10?
No,
advantage.
Oh, advantage. Well, then I have a 20.
Well,
you
I have an 11, so.
Average advantage.
Last time I came in with spider climb on, this time I did not, so, you know. Here we are.
Okay. So you get in here. There's the There is the cake that you saw before. Since I don't think you've been to this one, Weller, I'll just quickly say that there is a smell of decay in this room, and in the center of it is a long oak table with a blanket of dust and with fine china and silverware. And in the center of the table, there's a large tiered cake, which is leaning heavily to one side. The once white frosting is turned green with age, and cobwebs hang like dusty lace down every side of the cake. There is a single doll figure of a well-dressed woman adorning the crest of the cake, and suspended above it is a web-shrouded chandelier of forged iron. There's also the window that you just came through, and that south wall. And resting in a wooden stand by the window is a dusty lute. Standing quietly in the southwest corner over here is a tall harp, which is shrouded in cobwebs. And you can see that there are doors here to the east and to the west and to the north. And you can see Django and Agatha making their way quickly to the north.
Striding through,
Yeah, do not stop. We must keep moving. And I'm going to keep striding into this room because we've been in here.
Okay.
And I know it so far, or at least last time it was safe, and I'm going to cross across to here.
Okay. All right, you do that. That is a study with a fireplace and books, blah, 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 but I will not take time to describe it.
I go, Weller, along. Do not be distracted by the literature.
He's already...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of books. Some of the most beautiful books you've ever... Okay.
Ask Mage Hand to beckon him towards us. Exactly.
Different body, same Weller.
When I come out here, I will be... This is when it will get super duper quiet. I may actually cast a spell.
Oh my god, no way.
Ermagerd.
You can't do that in D&D.
I cast a spell. It was like... Amazing.
It's like, oh my god. Becca, look at
the spell on you.
Look at that casting.
Ermagerd, Durgenburn.
Becca, look at that casting. It's so big.
I will cast Spider Climb upon my little feet.
Okay.
Just so that it's there, and I have it, because I know what's coming. Stick on. Once we enter, can't I point to it?
Yes. So once you enter this place, then you can point up. So this
there's two of me.
There is a spiral staircase here that you're at the top of. Actually, not quite the top of. I shouldn't say that. You're at sort of the middle of. You can see that the staircase climbs up. Over in this direction, and then climbs down here. And right above you, there is this dull, pulsing red glow, Weller, and you can see the full immensity of this tower, and can also see...
I left Valley here.
This thing. That's right. You see Valley, who has been changed horribly by your neglect. You see now that he has a cat's face on a raven's butt and a raven's face on a kid. No, I'm just kidding.
No, Valley has Weller's old body.
he's Welly. He's Welly left. Now. And
yeah, right.
So Valor comes to you and is like, it's very interesting to be caught in a big bird like this. And,
all will be.
Exactly.
Agatha will point and say, I told you, heart.
I didn't. Sorry.
What?
I didn't doubt you.
Any new thoughts?
Several.
Would we like to get closer?
To those books? Yes, definitely.
The books will be waiting if we can, in fact, do something
about this. I doubt that if
you
want to bring this house down.
Some things must be sacrificed, Weller.
Well, for bringing the tower down, it is possible the library may survive? Maybe.
Think of the heart as the biggest book of all, Weller.
I will come around to the upside. Like, I'll walk around it. I'm going to start going up. I'm just going to, like, begin the process of traversing the stairs closer to it. The point where, like, last time it got, we started to, like, feel it awaken or like whatever begin to beat.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get near that point kind of stuff.
And indeed, as you come in here, first we note that Arudinel has gifted a tier one sub to Saad, so all of a sudden the gift subs are flying fast and furious. Thank you, Arudinel, very much. Thank you. Two from Shadow and one from Arudinel. I appreciate it. Thank you, everybody. So when you get onto that staircase, it does indeed begin to beat. Now, I want to know, just for the record here, where everyone is. So it looks like we've got
actually,
people
I'm
that are
casting,
there.
I'm activating something, Arv. So.
What are you activating your ascended?
Levitation, yes. I'm going to try to avoid what happened last
Someone time. Has elected to stop falling on things. And is like, right. We're going to stop this now. Okay, no, ascendant step. Weller, on the other hand, not so much. So the as this thing starts to beat, I need you, Weller, Django and Agatha do not need to make this check, but I need you to make a dexterity saving throw for me, please.
This should go well. For those of you listening at home, Trent just shook his head after saying that.
Was that a clue?
Dexterity saving throw. I have a plus zero to this.
Even it's with the additional save? The
What?
Remember, you get plus one to all... saving throws.
Okay, oh, that's plus one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hmm. So, you see, he's...
Those of you at home, I rolled a six plus one twice.
Yes. which even with an additional one, So staggers back and forth, and then heads towards the stairs and is about to topple off. Now. You're going to get an opportunity, Weller, to make a decision about one thing that you want to do. You can try to basically throw yourself forward again. You can try to, like, you know, grab onto the edge as you're about to topple over it. There are multiple things you can try to do. Which
not
may or
dying
may not
again
have
would be a good recommendation.
Yeah, I mean, or you can just plummet, you know, however many hundreds of feet down to the middle, basically.
I did not waste a fifth level spell for for you to plummet to your death.
Are you sure?
You may have.
You say that, and yet... Yeah.
Surprisingly.
I mean, if I see him start to, like, woo, 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 can I cast something on him? I'll just cast Featherfall on him.
10, 23, 23.
Moreover, what? The two of you have been here before. You've been through this. Did you think at any point to tell Weller what to expect?
It's true. It really
I'm
is
enjoying
true.
My levitation far like, too you're like, oh you're yeah, like, right. Oops.
Agatha's like spider climb. Jago's like ascended steps. They're like, all right, Weller, they're perfectly safe. Like,
okay. So, Agatha, well, then,
what's
I
the
mean,
range? What's the range on this, first of all?
On what?
Range is 60
oh, on
feet.
Featherfall.
Yeah.
It's 60 feet.
I am I'm sad to inform you that you are not 60 within 60 feet of him.
This is why rushing ahead is not a
good idea.
I said stay close. I would have waited on them, Arv. I thought the idea was we were walking up the stairs together. Like if I'm traversing up, I'm gonna be going with him, not going ahead of him.
All right, okay.
I would have
told Weller what was gonna happen, but she,
but no,
she
I would have waited for all of us
she
to
She wanted
meet
to see it happen
exactly.
to somebody other than Django.
She's trying to save you, Weller. She doesn't have a death wish.
We tested a reincarnated, now let's test it on a human and see what happens.
So let me move you over to the stairs.
You know what? I think we should get a focus group from the chat. Let's test this one. Let's run the numbers, see how it works. Okay.
And thank you again, Arudinel, for yet another generous gift sub to Radio Johnny Aww, Panda. Thank you, Arudinel. You guys are way too kind. Thank you.
Yeah. By the way, I'm levitating so I can start climbing and using the wall to move, but I'm going up straight up from where I am. So we are going to be separated because I'm going a different direction than they are.
That's fine.
Yes. Weller is going down.
Well, it may not matter. We'll see. The fact that they're right next to each other means that you could probably... I would say that you'd be able to cast something on him. I don't know that you're going to be able to grab him exactly, but I think you could probably cast something on him. Or, well, I'll tell you what. You know what? Yes, I will allow you to grab him, but you will have to make a dexterity saving throw yourself. However, I will give you that throw at advantage because you do have spider climb and so forth. So
you stick to him, he pulls you over. It's all gone.
Do you want to make it or do you want me to make it?
And real quick,
are you
going to
grab him or grab him?
While they're deciding who's going to do what, it should be noted that when Arv says you are too kind, he doesn't actually mean that. He means continue to give, is what he means.
I am very appreciative of the gifts, but you are too kind, especially Rudinel, who is actually too kind and has given way too much to this channel, although I'm, again, very appreciative. So, shout out for that,
okay.
Man. Too many people give too much stuff. That's what I'm saying, but
hey,
I appreciate it.
I can't really grab him because I'm levitated, so it'd be, by
that's
the
fine.
Time I dropped it and came over,
the real question
would
is, would Agatha
late.
Grab you, or would Agatha be like, Featherfall, have fun, you'll figure it out.
I think, isn't Featherfall even like a bonus action kind of thing?
I think it takes a full action to cast.
Really?
I think it's a reaction or something like that.
Hang on. I'm looking it up. Where the
duration, a minute.
I think I don't know the answer to this question.
Five falling creatures within range. So basically he has to fall first. So
a reaction when you take when you or a creature within 60 feet of you falls. There you go.
So you just stare at him waiting for him to fall.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just like,
would
wait,
you go
wait
over already?
I mean, I can still reach out and grab him, right?
Yes, you could do that. It's going, but as I say, you will be able to reach out and grab him. If you do that, you're going to have to make a dexterity saving throw yourself, but you'll be able to do it at advantage because of the spider climb.
Oh, this can only go great.
Can I do something as well?
Depends.
I'm
going
to wait to see what you do.
You can plummet. I mean, certainly.
You just reanimated yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't.
No, you can. Well, okay. Well, you can.
What do you want to do?
Well, as Weller's about to go over, and you know he's just realized what's actually happening. He's finally put two and A together because it's freaking algebra in this place.
Wouldn't that be anyway, two and X?
Going into the unknown.
I don't know.
Two it's and Y?
Some integer plus some number. And I hate it when English moves in with math. Anyway, so as he's putting it all together and realizing what's
it's
going
a sign.
On. He kind of, yeah, oh, I was going to try
of,
to say no.
Of the
naughty.
Times?
Yeah,
no. Turning this around. I quit. It's not even 2 o'clock yet. I'm going home.
All right, no finish, please.
You
sir.
Are home.
Finish.
Anyway, so as he's just about to go over the edge, he finally figures out what's going on, connection with the heart and the thud and the falling off the thing, and he just looks over at Agatha like, really? You didn't think to tell me this? And as he's falling over, he just slips off and floats and just starts flying straight up.
Oh, okay.
As he
so
casts fly on himself.
You're like casting.
Judgment wasn't like... necessary. She kind of yells behind him. What? We had to figure it out.
I knew you could do that.
Agatha begins to, you know, she like walks, and now that everybody's like flying, and Agatha will just like walk the edge of the walls with the.
Mm-hmm. I like Arudinel's 2 times acceleration equals how screwed he is. But as it turns out, okay.
Aha.
So you speed up.
Friend, you totally
towards...
should have fallen and then cast fly. And then
I was thinking about it.
So you speed up
love,
towards the
I
heart.
Love this
when
game.
When you arrive, at the heart, which is basically another level up or so, you find that you are looking at what is a 10-foot or so diameter red crystal heart. And it seems to be floating unattached to anything. It's just floating in the air and is doing this and is definitely crystal. The red light that's coming from within it is kind of sickening to look at, frankly. It has this kind of strange reddish orangish glow that's kind of off-putting and makes you feel vaguely nauseated just kind of looking at it. But regardless, you are there and it's doof, doof as it beats.
Look, and so, you know, fidgeting through his stuff because it's a new body and his stuff doesn't hang where it used to and says, kind of got to find things
right.
Again. So he finds one of his one of his glass working tools.
Okay.
And he looks at it, and it's just a small hammer.
Okay.
A very, very small hammer, and he's just like,
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, like it's...
Kind of, yeah.
Looks like it would take a while.
Get back to me in
heart.
3 years.
And then he stops, and he thinks about it, and he's like, And he just takes the hammer and... Ding! As hard as he can.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to make an attack on the heart. You're going to be using this as an improvised weapon. So I would say just a straight melee attack is what we're looking at here.
Okay.
Well, I think the heart would be
immobile. Isn't it like immobilized? Is it not?
Yes, but the AC, remember, accounts, it's a number which is an abstraction, right? So it also accounts for not just dodging, but toughness. There are some things that can't pierce it.
Right, well, I thought you'd get an advantage.
Or that you have to have a certain strength to
pierce it. If it's an immobile critter, I thought you'd get an advantage.
But it's about the strength.
Okay,
gotcha. So that's the issue. Does he have enough strength to break through it? Does he have the strength to break through it, is basically
the trying idea. To stack the deck in your favor, buddy.
Right.
Yeah, that ain't going to work. Weller has a 7 strength, so he's at a minus 2. He is not a powerful dude.
The heart of rock and roll is still beating.
They say it is.
From what I believe. What I've seen it believe. Anyway.
Cleveland.
So, ding.
What is happening?
Ding. Natural 20.
Wow, see? So you tell me, you tell me what that looks like, actually, Weller.
He manages to hit right on the crux of 3 joints of the facets of the crystal.
Yeah.
Right on the tip of that thing. Because, I mean, he's a glass master.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So now I have to figure out damage for this. I'm going to assume that it's a Warhammer, but I'm going to assume that because it was specially designed for glass, that when you do that, it's going to do double damage. So I think a Warhammer is 1d8. So I would like you to roll, please, 2d8, and that is the total damage that you will have done to this heart.
7.
Okay. So a big dunk chunks in it as Django and Agatha, as you are respectively levitating and crawling up the wall. You see, Django, you have to kind of duck out of the way as this like shard of glass comes plummeting down and then smashes. And as it lands on the ground, there's a and the castle itself shudders. And you've definitely done some damage to it, although it looks like it has a fair bit to go, but you did impact it.
And he's also listening for the resonance to see if he can figure out its resonant frequency. So, you know, for the idea of possibly at some point doing the opera singer shatter the glass kind of thing.
Make a perception check for me, please.
Okay. 24.
Yep. I would say that you do hear this kind of sound. If you've ever listened to a guitar being tuned, and Rob will appreciate this, you'll hear this, and then as the tuning gets closer and the waveforms lengthen, it becomes like where it's more or less in the same. So the sine wave or whatever is the same. And so you hear
in
that.
In phase,
there you go. Thank you. So he hits that. Yes, you do hear it. So the effect that this will have now, Weller, is that you will no longer have that minus 2. It means that you'll be doing attacks, so to speak, at a normal, you know, just it's just a strength attack, but without the negative now. So that seemed to affect it for sure.
When I see that it can take damage, and I may even cover my ears, like when you hit, because I mean, I imagine it's very loud in this chamber.
Hit it again.
Yeah, I go, step back. Did it take damage?
Quite.
So is it a simple method? Is it a simple method of force? Because I can bring force to bear from where I am standing. Or is it?
Can you tune that force?
Not so much.
Can I?
At least I've never tried.
What do you have to lose?
And he will start to sing, which he's never sung before, and I'm not going to do it because I don't want to scare you all off. But he's going to sing that note.
Interesting. Is this going to be a perform check to kill this heart?
So that you guys know which kind of vibration of your, which frequency of your force you're trying to use.
If you can narrow
the bandwidth, just to go with Johnny.
Never let it be said that that DMs do not have to deal with multiple decisions about checks to ask for. I'm going to ask you, Weller, to make, a performance check here. And
audio engineer check.
That's going to be the way to sort of, basically. It's going to be the I told this thing, the CBGB's mic check, which was, all right, you're good. That was the CBGB's mic check, literally.
I need you to make the roadie saving throw.
I am going to use my inspiration on this one.
It seems wise to me. All right. Using his inspiration to make it happen.
19.
Nice.
Yes, I think you're able to sing it in a way that both, I think, Django and Agatha can get something from. So what I'll say is their next attacks will have advantage against this thing.
Oh. Well.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
You first.
Beautiful.
Eldritch Blast. Aiming for the spot he hit before. See, because it's force damage. Music.
Okay.
So, you said advantage, eh? Well, I think I have to re-roll it. Wait, I can do it twice? Well, it's a... The two beams are a... Not, is it a natural? No. It's a 20 to 25 not regardless. Yeah,
20 to 25.
So, I will take those two. Okay. It's two beams. Yeah.
So, you did those at advantage, each at advantage?
Or I like could have, but I'm not going to. I don't need to feel the need to roll again. So.
Okay. So
attack one and attack two, basically.
Both of them get any worse than that. Go ahead and roll.
Yeah, that's exactly. Also,
that's true.
JLC with the tier three sub. Thank you, JLC, very much. Goodness. Thanks for all the subs tonight, folks. I really appreciate
that.
That's true.
I could get the natural 20. Maybe.
Thank you so much, everybody.
All right. Well,
no worse.
Still pretty good. Yeah, no worse.
So taking 25 and 23 or whatever, and 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Those will both hit.
Okay. And like I said, I was trying to aim for the spot he had hit before where he actually taken a chunk out of it, if possible. So, first roll, actually both rolls, it's going to be a total of 22 points.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Sorry, I was looking at a note that was sent to me. So total of how much? I'm sorry?
22.
Okay, so... That is a big chunk that falls out, and there's this big, like, wedge. Perfect. That kind of, like think of an iceberg, you know, yep. I hate to use this term, calving, just because of climate change. But anyway, and breaking, and then it falls. And again,
seeing that will happen, Agatha immediately follows up in the same spot with a lightning bolt. And it can't make a freaking dexterity save, can it?
It can't make a dexterity save, no.
Okay, great. So it's an auto hit because it's supposed to make a dex saving throw.
The heart beats out of the way.
So I'm going to cast this at a level 4 spell because I have a level 4 slot, which means 96 damage. 27 points. I Palpatine the shit out of
it. Okay, let's see. So we have had a total of 27, 22 is 49, and then that original 756. Okay. Wow. So... What happens here is, with those two shots, the piece falls out, and then... Yeah, exactly.
Oh no, it's falling on me!
It's just straight Castlevania, right? It's just like it's all completely... And this thing falls, as it falls down, you hear, dun 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 dun.
Okay. I was hearing Bon Jovi. I don't know about you, but whatever.
Oh, listen. You haven't lived till you heard Castlevania's OST. Anyway, it falls down to through the center of the tower and smashes. And as it does so, there is this... And the tower suddenly shudders and goes still. Now,